For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the show.
She grew up with the children of the stars.
Seth, before we move on to the breastfeeding, bong-smoking mom, did you ever fight a girl?
Big parties. Yeah, you know, somebody remembered on Twitter. I totally forgot about it. It's how illustrious my radio career has been up until this point.
So you fist-fought a girl?
Boxing match. I fought. I was. We had boy and girl interns back then.
Okay.
And I was. I was very mean to a couple of the girl interns.
No way.
Yeah. You know, I was finding myself.
Okay.
And
where were you?
So Fisher and Napoleon set it up to where I would fight all the girl interns. That's
all
what happened.
All of them?
Yeah.
How many
so
were
you
talking?
Fought
three.
More than one girl? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, I was friends with two of them. One of them, Cherie, really wanted to kill me, and I deserved it because I was mean to her.
Cherie.
For no reason. Yeah.
Did she punch you in the face?
We fought. Like, I feel like that was like a real boxing match. Then the other one was Brandy C, who on to
Rock of Love.
You didn't want to hit
love
her.
And porno. She was kind of dancing around the ring being all cute because we were friends. And then the other girl was Jamie, one of my really good friends. So, yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, I was an intern. I had no say.
What'd it feel like to hit the girl? Like the Cherie, the one who really hated you and you probably didn't like her too much either. What'd it feel like to punch her?
No, I was 19 years old. Don't remember, but I don't remember it being anything where I felt awful about myself.
That's good.
Did she hit you?
Yo, yeah. Oh, she hit hard. She hit hard.
Where did she punch you?
All over, yeah. Oh, yeah. She came out swinging. We went to the same high school, and she played soccer. She was an athlete. Oh.
At any point, did you feel like she was going to knock you out?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what I was thinking about because they had a live audience there, I never thought I would get knocked out.
Did you ever, did she hit you so hard at all that you just reared back and you're like, I'm going to punch this bitch?
I probably had that thought, yeah. minus the B word.
Right,
yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. But no, I think I wanted to win.
Did you win?
No, I lost.
You took home an L.
I lost, but I think it was rigged.
Yeah, was it close?
I don't know how the judges scored.
Was it by crowd participation?
All I picture is you walking around the ring going, that says rigged.
Can I tell you
rigged.
What? Yeah. I was not worried about punching a girl. I was worried that they were going to like make me take my shirt off and I was going to have to expose my hairy back and shoulders to the audience. Like,
what you were worried about.
As an intern, I was worried about, like, that they're going to make me, you know, remove my shirt. And I wasn't secure with my, you know, my back hair back then. So
that was your biggest concern, not bloodying a girl and sending her
to
the hospital.
Nope. Up until we got in the ring, I thought that they were going to tell me to take my shirt off. So I never even, that's why I forgot about getting in a boxing match with the girl. Three of them.
So once you conquered that fear, then
I've got ready to do it again.
So you're all for this fight. Good.
I didn't know how I felt about it, but yes, I'm all for it. If Hoppy and Crystal are cool, then let's do this.
All right.
Let's have some fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look at you.
What?
Can't wait.
What do you mean?
I can't wait to see us fight.
Okay, yeah. Was I not supposed to fight back when I was an intern?
No, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
I just want a little more insight of what it felt like, because I've never punched a girl. What it must have felt like to just punch a female.
Didn't feel wrong at the time.
Do you think you could punch Micah if you had to?
In a boxing match?
Or, you know, she mounts off, gets
you could punch me?
In a boxing match? Yeah.
What?
You guys want to make this a fight for the punch out?
No.
Oh, that? Hey.
No.
Now
you
talk.
Imagine.
Yes.
Seth Kushner versus Micah Rotunda. Look at the way she's looking at you.
No, I don't want to hit you.
You would hit me.
If I was an intern, like if I was a little B-boy, like Hoppy thinks I am on the show, and Drew said, you have to fight Micah, I would do it. But I wouldn't want to do it.
What about right
Seth,
now?
You have to fight Micah.
You're the executive producer.
You have to fight Micah. What? No, I don't want to fight you now, but if I had to and I had to punch you, I would.
Yeah, you would punch me.
In the arm, yeah.
What the?
Not in the face.
It's a boxing match.
I don't want to disturb your moneymaker, your motivational, you know, face. I don't want to hurt you, but I'd have to, you know, a little little arm action.
You won't hit me. You won't touch my flesh. I'll have to have hand sanitizer wrapped around me.
Well, you're wearing long sleeves now, so I could punch you in the arm with no problem.
Look at him. He's pugilistic. He's ready to go.
Yeah,
he's ready to pounce on you.
Now you're bowing up at me?
No,
bows. You practicing your 1-2s?
No, I got all fired up from taking the L back in the day. I want to make up for it.
Do you have some pent-up anger towards me that I don't know about?
No.
What's the backstory here?
There's none.
I enjoy you tremendously. I wish I had some pent-up anger.
There's the opposite of animosity. He really likes you and respects you, but man, he's not afraid to punch you if it gets down to
that.
If
he had to.
Yeah.
And you could punch me if you had to.
I don't think so.
If you had to.
I don't think I could punch you
you could punch him, trust me.
If we're in a boxing match.
Yeah. This is taking an unexpected swerve.
Right.
No, I mean, we're not fighting.
We're not fighting.
No, certainly not. But I mean, if you had to, you could punch each other.
Micah's not a fighter.
Yeah, no, Micah, you don't want any of that.
None of us are fighters.
Well, you are. You punched three women.
You don't want any of the Hebrew
hammer. I had no choice. I was trying to make it in radio.
The Hebrew hammer is going to rain down on you.
Fisher and Napoleon, they really made me feel like it was the right thing to do.
Oh, man. Look at this.
You're the perfect person to counsel Hoppy.
Yeah.
He's on his own.
You can tell him what it felt like to punch a girl.
Yeah.
Well,
you know
all
what
the
he's
girls
heading
were
into.
Excited to punch you, right?
Oh, yeah. Cherie was, I could still see the look in her eye when she was all business.
Man,
she
how mean were you to her?
I was a D-bag. Oh. I don't know why, but I was a.
So I mean, she really wanted to punch you.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to keep it probably playful and like, hey, we're in here. Or did you really want to rearrange her face?
I don't want to rearrange any faces.
Yeah.
No.
Do you talk any smack? Like, I'm going to beat your bitch ass?
Yeah, and Napoleon told me to kind of play it up in there, so I was doing it, and then...
Do that with Micah. Like, pretend you're, if you had to. Yeah, if you had to. Look at her.
Oh, jeez. And her brother's in town today. I can't do this.
Well, he understands entertainment.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. You know.
Hey, old stupid face. What's up? Looking all stupid over there. I'll punch you and knock you out, and I won't give you mouth-to-mouth when you can't breathe. So, there you go.
Is that your best heel?
Was that too far?
Hey, stupid face.
I refuse to revive her.
That's showed her.
Give you mouth to mouth.
Not going to kiss you.
It's trash talking right there. You guys don't know the art of trash talking.
Clearly you do.
When you say that you won't resuscitate somebody, you can't beat that.
Man, that is lethal. Micah, you want to snap back at him, show him how to cut a promo?
I might.
Okay, what's up?
Listen up, jabroni. Okay. You're not going to talk to me in that tone. And don't look at me with your legs crossed.
Well, why not? Why are you not wearing shoes right now?
Because I don't have to wear shoes. Stop looking at my feet,
weirdo.
Got
your old nasty feet on the floor, the old weird arches.
Ooh. Who has the foot fetish here?
Not me.
Oh.
Not me.
Oh, you're looking at them feet.
You're still looking at my feet.
Well,
Stop looking at my feet.
Just trying to figure out is that plum? What color is that?
No, it's magenta.
Yeah, see, I'm off, but it's very nice.
I wouldn't give you mouth-to-mouth either.
You have nice toes.
Go stand in your corner.
Okay.
Bye. Maybe I would punch Seth.
Yeah, now we're talking. This is great.
I said you had nice toes!
I'm putting my shoes back on,
magenta's the hot color of the summer, by the way.
It's plum.
I'm always in style.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I love you, Seth.
Yeah, I love
you
too.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Are you guys want to hug it out or anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Punch him in the stomach?
As long as I don't get C. diff.
You already got it. All right, so we're late, and when we come back, Facebook erupting in fury after a mom shares an unbelievable photo of herself while breastfeeding. Micah's ready to punch this lady right after she punches Seth. We'll give you all the shocking details in the story and why SBK and I think it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Next on Drew Garabo Live. Fran Hosh, bike night tomorrow night at Quaker Steak and Lube. Always a great time, but tonight you got cornhole at Biff Burger. That goes on every Tuesday night, sponsored by Fran Hosh. Kickin' Wings bike night in Hudson tonight. It's the last Tuesday of every month with a 5-class bike show, trophies. Y'all think I'm going to let my dough freeze? Great food, cold beverages, music, free admission. It all gets started at 6. Sponsored by Fran. Wednesday night, like I said, tomorrow is the biggest and baddest bike night in town every Wednesday night at Quaker Steak and Lube. Fran Hosh bike night at Quaker Steak and Lube. It all gets started at 6. And the Quaker Steak and Lube bike night just got better. Stop by every bike night. Sign up for a chance to win a Harley-Davidson Sportster 1200 donated by the Fran Hosh Law Group and Burt's Barracuda. This weekend, you got Biff Burger Bike Night in Pinellas Park every Saturday night with food and drink specials starting at 6, sponsored by Fran. And Harley-Davidson Brandon is hosting Viva Las Vegas Biker Bash on August 27th. You could win a trip to Las Vegas Bike Fest, courtesy of Fran Hosh.